The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma. I've had a few emails this week. You still have a chance to get them in. We've got our dilemma tomorrow and Monday. Talk at beat102103.com. Let's do this one today. Okay, because there's a Christmas issue has arisen. It says, "Hey Beat Breakfast crew, I listen every day and I think my problem is definitely one for you guys. My mom and dad split a couple of years back and it was amicable enough. Okay. Now they've both moved on and are doing their own thing. My dad has recently met someone new, but my mom finds Christmas very hard, so she's going away this year. Okay. After she told me that, I decided to invite my dad around for Christmas Day dinner. I have a family of my own and this year my in-laws are coming to ours, so I thought it'd be nice for dad to be with us. Over the weekend, he called in and he said he hopes it will be okay for him to bring his new girlfriend to ours on Christmas Day. I didn't know what to say. I've only met her once. I don't know her and it does kind of feel like a betrayal to my mom. I said I needed to think about it, but I don't want her in my house on Christmas Day. How can I tell my dad this? Please say your listeners can give me some advice."
I was shocked hearing that.
Still on the ball here. I mean, you shot yourself in the foot here. You said one of the first things you said to us is your dad had moved on and has found a girlfriend. We don't know how long they're going out.
Although she only met her once, so you'd suggest it's not too long.
But you invited your dad around on Christmas Day. What do you expect?
Yeah.
I think it would have been almost half unless this.
Do you think?
Yeah, unless the girlfriend is from a family on the other side of the country and she's going home. I mean, if she's around at all, I think the dad would expect her to be there. Your dad around for Christmas dinner is kind of inviting her.
If he's only going out with I disagree with you. If he's only going out with a girl for a short time and you would presume they are of age and older age, that maybe she has a family of her own too. I wouldn't automatically expect her to land on me on Christmas Day.
Yeah, we don't know what the situation is here, but like I don't think he should have been shocked and surprised
that he wanted to bring her.
Wanted to bring her around for Christmas Day. You know?
I think it would be unfair to say don't bring your other half. I genuinely think he has moved on. I think it would be. I think it's Christmas.
Sign over the door. Family only.
No. You can't be like that. I do think it's Christmas. He's happy. He's in a new relationship.
But what a betrayal to your mom.
It's not a betrayal.
Who has to escape this and go abroad.
She chose to go away. And it's not a betrayal. I don't think so. I think the mom, yes, she might not have found another person in her life yet. But that doesn't mean she's not happy and probably happy to see her other half move on.
Oh, I'd say she'd be delighted when she sees the pictures of the floozy around the Christmas dinner. Table.
But like, yeah, I haven't been thinking about the mother in this situation. She's made her decision and she's gone.
She's gone
for Christmas. It wouldn't seem that this other woman, the dad's new girlfriend, has a family because she would be spending Christmas with them. What was the plan up until the dad was invited to Christmas? Were they doing their own thing? And if they were, was it just the two of them on their own? And if it was, then once you invited the dad, invited her.
I would accept that, yeah. I mean, I would just have presumed that she invited him because she thought dad would be on his own on Christmas Day.
Why would you assume that? If my parent is in a relationship, I wouldn't assume they're going to come alone.
I'm taking that these people are not dating very long. You know, she's only met her once.
Well, give it less than a year maybe then. Yeah. So. Whatever that is, I don't know what her plan for Christmas was.
Anyway, can I ask you?
Yeah.
What can she do about it?
Does she have to be a reasonable person and she's coming to the Christmas dinner. I don't think it would be right for you to stop your dad from bringing her. I don't think so.
I think your mom has already decided to leave for Christmas and I think saying this would mean that you don't see any of your parents at Christmas. And is that what you want?
You'll come across as a bit bitter, I think, as well.
Okay, let's get some thoughts. What would you do in this girl's situation? She feels like it's a betrayal to her mom, but should she push on because she's extended the invite now?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
Christmas would be better without people. I always say that.
Just give us the dinner.
Stay with your pets and have your dinner. Good times. 085 1029 103. David Guetta, see you. It's Sia's birthday, as we learned on the birthday game earlier. Happy birthday, Sia.
Happy B-Day.
And I can tell you that's one of the early front runners in the voting for our songs of the decade. Not a shocker, really. That one doing really well. And the other one that's doing well with votes so far is Picture This, Take My Hand. We're looking for your votes, beat102103.com, and you could win with McDonough Junction. Now, speaking of winning, an unreal present for you this Christmas. €1,000 in cash with Regatta Great Outdoors in Wexford. Make sure you're all wrapped up for Christmas. And each day we're revealing a lyric to our 12 Days of Christmas song. You've got to note them all. And at the end of the 12 days, which is this Friday, if you can recite them all and sing them, you'll win the cash. The prize is going to be given on Darren's Beat Drive this Friday. So I have to give you your latest clue. It is Wednesday the 18th. Yes?
Yeah.
Today's lyric is 10 cats are laughing. 10 cats are laughing. Write it down. You've only two more to catch and you could be winning that grand on Friday. Reaction to your dilemmas next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream the latest and best movies like Mary Poppins Returns this Christmas.
Beat 102 and 03, 847.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Quite a big reaction on this. It's a tricky one. Families at Christmas time, particularly when there's been a split in the family, as in this case, where mum and dad have separated. It was amicable, we're told, but mum is going away for Christmas because she finds it all so hard. And asked dad to come around for the big dinner. And he says, yeah, grand, I'll just bring my new girlfriend, who our emailers only met once. Now, quite a lot of reaction. A few people to talk to. Start with a voice note.
She should just tell her mammy, like, what the situation is. I say her mother will be fine. It's just better to be honest. And then say, if she's fine with it, then let her come. Like, if your dad's happy, let live. Like, Joe, like, it's Christmas and it's all about time of being happy and giving. Like, you can't say to your father, oh no, she can't come, because that's going to make him feel awkward in his relationship as well. Like, so I'd say just let her come if your mother is not going to be totally offended.
Okay, so I'm going to read out a couple of the comments. If the dad's relationship is under a year, then the daughter shouldn't be obliged to entertain the new woman. Once the relationship is solid, then she can be part of family events. It's the daughter's house, and if she's uncomfortable, then her father should respect his daughter's views. Another message simply says, not a hope I'd have her. The dad is wrong to choose Christmas to formally introduce the girlfriend. She should grow up, says another message. She said her dad has moved on, and her mum. The true spirit of Christmas she hasn't got. And the dad wants to be with his new woman. It's not her business to dictate her parents' lives. She should be happy. Her dad is happy. Hi, Lee, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, what do you make of the dilemma?
I don't think she's been that unfair by not wanting the girlfriend there.
Okay.
She's only met her once before. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a big thing expecting her to host the girlfriend. Oh. And she hasn't met them properly before, like the grandkids, the in-laws. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think this should have been done at a different time of the year, before Christmas or after Christmas then? Or?
Yeah, way before Christmas or way after this.
Okay.
Not during it.
Okay.
So yeah. What do you think she should say to the dad now? Do you think she should uninvite her, essentially?
I'd just be honest with the dad. Mm. Tell the dad. The dad obviously has alternative plans as well if the girlfriend's around. Mm. So there must have been another option for them, maybe to go to her family or wherever.
Okay.
So just to be honest with the dad, I'm not comfortable. Mm. And come any other time of the year. Like.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well said, Lee. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning. Just a couple of more comments. Lads, it's Christmas, the season of goodwill. For one day, put your differences aside for the sake of your father. Maybe say it to your mother, will she be okay with it? Another one here. I think she needs to grow up, says Sarah in Waterford. She said it herself. They split a few years back amicably. She should be happy her dad is happy. If her mother was in a relationship and said it to her, would she be thinking the same way? She has to give the girlfriend a chance, as she is important to her dad. Morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think about the dilemma this morning?
For me, I think it depends on her mum.
Okay.
Like, if her mum has moved on and she's happy for the dad, well, then I don't really see a problem with it as long as you like the girl.
Okay.
But if the mum is upset over it or still hurt in that, I think you will be kind of betraying your mum. Mm-hmm. So I would just say to the dad, look, mum's upset over it and I don't think it's fair. And like, realistically, he should understand that, I think.
But you're lying to your dad then. You don't know what way your mum feels about it.
No, but she did say in the email that a mum is going away because she finds Christmas hard. Now, whether that's due to the breakup or what, you know.
It probably is, but that's her decision, you know.
I know, but I just feel like I would want to, you know, I want to kind of defend my mum in a way, I think, if she was hurt. If she wasn't hurt, it doesn't really seem that there's a problem, but...
Yeah. The only question really is, as people are saying on the text line, Lindsay, is the big Christmas day with the in-laws and all the kids the proper time to do the kind of formal introduction of the girlfriend? Or would you be better just saying to dad, do you know what, we'll do dinner over New Year, just a smaller amount of us or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, he should understand if she's a little bit uncomfortable, whatever reason, I suppose. You know, he should kind of understand.
Okay.
I would feel, though, the dad would be thinking, are you choosing your mom over me? You know, because like the two of them are your parents. He's allowed to be happy as well. So if she turns around and says, well, mom doesn't like it, well, then what's that saying to your dad?
I would just turn around and say to dad, well, dad, if you were the one that was upset, I wouldn't do it on you either. Okay. You know, I would kind of, I would try and be fair, 50-50 like.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Listen, Lindsay, thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning.
No worries. Bye-bye. Bye.
Still some reaction coming in. Final thoughts. Welcome 085-102-9103.
With Niall, Vinny and Trish.
Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's morning. Wednesday, it's December 18th. It's a wild one across the region this morning, but 7 days now till the big day, can you believe it?
Whole week, oh.
On the way this hour, we got your buzz update and you play our shout of the week. Last couple of comments on the dilemma. Lads, what has it got to even do with the mam? She's not going to be there. You said it was an amicable... I can't say that this morning.
Amicable.
You said it was an amicable breakup. But the give the girlfriend a chance. You might get a surprise and like her.
Yeah.
You're right in some regards. Mam is going to be lying on the beach in the Canaries, checking out the Spanish waiters. Good luck to you, mam. And we got another message via text that says, dilemma. No, no, no way. Seriously. Her mother's obviously hurt. Not a hope. I finished with my partner 2 years ago and no way would I sit for Christmas dinner with him and the girlfriend. It's just uncomfortable. People saying she needs to get over it. Sometimes people take longer than others, so don't judge. Okay, but that was your partner, to be fair.
Yeah,
it's not
different.
Direct partners, but I do take your points that it can have ripples for the whole family, that kind of breakup. Anyway, thank you for that. And our dilemma's back. Last one of the week tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.